I'm Nick Gazer. I'm the Director of Soil Health and Sustainability for the National Corn Growers Association and Director of the Soil Health Partnership.
And here you're talking to people who are interested in climate change and how carbon reduction goals can be met for agriculture. So how does the Soil Health Partnership play into this? What's your part in it?
Well, first, the Soil Health Partnership has a network of 70 locations throughout the upper Midwest, and we're collecting information across soils, crop growth and crop health, economics, but then also crop yields. So from our perspective, we're getting a better understanding of how the system can play together. And as that relates to climate change and climate mitigation efforts, on the Soil Health Partnership side, we can help to understand what's realistic, what we can change in what period of time, and how farmers could benefit from those changes.
So what can farmers do to contribute to getting a carbon neutral footprint?
So right now we're trying to understand what those opportunities for farmers actually are. There have been the historic carbon markets, but within the Soil Health Partnership, we've linked with project partners on a new SIG grant. That's a conservation innovation grant put forth by the National Resources Conservation Service, or Natural Resources Conservation Service. And what we're doing is working with project partners like Monsanto, AgSolver, and others to develop a framework in which farmers might receive benefits or economic incentives for adoption of climate smart ag practices like cover crops, like strip till, no till, or advanced nutrient management.
Tell me how the Soil Health Partnership has been going. It's been a while since we've talked. What's the progress on the Soil Health Partnership and what it's doing?
Soil Health Partnership has really been progressing pretty well. We're at the 70 locations across 9 upper Midwestern states, and we're looking to expand the program to 100 locations by January of 2017. So we're still enrolling farmers. At the same time, we've received and experienced widespread interest across our agricultural community, but then also across the agricultural supply chain, all the way to food producers. We just announced in mid-August an agreement with the Midwest Row Crop Collaborative that's formed across a number of consumer packaged good companies like Walmart, Cargill is part of that, General Mills, Kellogg's, and others, trying to come together to figure out how they can work to better improve agricultural sustainability. They saw some benefit to what the Soil Health Partnership is doing and how we're working on the ground level to understand the site-specific interactions and what those benefits could be to farmers.
I have been talking to more farmers lately that seem to be especially taking an interest in cover crops and what they might do for their bottom line. How much have the principles of the Soil Health Partnership been taking hold about, you know, just among farmers in general, not necessarily members of your organization?
We're seeing incredible interest in cover crops, especially as they interact with crop production risk and economic risk and reducing those economic risks. And so within the Soil Health Partnership, we've been having a number of conversations with farmers throughout the Midwest about how we get a better assessment of the economic risk. We know it changes site to site, but we have some good scientific evidence in specific locations that show that this might be a real thing. We might be able to see some economic benefits over the long term. But that's one of the things we're trying to vet out through the Soil Health Partnership on a much bigger scale than maybe that those individual research trials have acted in the past. So on a big scale, what are those circumstances in which cover crops would be profitable? Where might they not be profitable? And how can we make better recommendations to ensure that we're creating a system of profitability and really economic viability, keeping farmers in production?
Sure, and the economics might be one of the motivations for looking at this, and another one might be saving that land for the next generation and those beyond. Put this in terms of how they can contribute to reducing the carbon footprint of agriculture.
Agricultural production, we know the soils in which we produce our agricultural crops can be a huge sink for carbon. And in the carbon sequestration world, or even the greenhouse gas emission world, there are additional opportunities we're creating for farmers to use practices like cover crops, like strip till, like no till, to sequester carbon in the soil, which is carbon is a component of organic matter, which is inherently a benefit for farmers. And that organic matter, we know as we build that, that. We create better water holding capacity in that soil, better ability to cycle nutrients in that soil, and those are agronomic benefits directly that are paid to that farm rate over the short term.